This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah. Hoffy, what do you got today, bud?
All right. Well, we're going to start with the Yankees because you did. BT, Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. The New York Yankees will acquire a new starting pitcher before they get a new bat.
The Yankees will acquire a new pitcher before they get a new bat.
New starting pitcher.
Yep, I got you. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. I think they're going to navigate this early. I don't think anybody's going to run away with the division. So I think they've got that built-in cushion to do this at a time, like a speed that maybe is a little slower than some Yankee fans might want. But no, I don't think that it makes any sense to do it now because you've got to see where Schmidt is. And Luis Gil is. Now, if they got bad news on Luis Gil, if they were to ever get that, if there's a huge setback at some point, I think that could change the timeline. But no, I think that they'd probably be in more. I still think third base will be addressed at some point, I think. So I'm going to say bald-face lie.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Bald-face lie, bald-face truth. Juan Soto will break the record for consecutive games getting on base.
What is the number, by the way?
It's 84.
84?
By Ted Williams.
Oh, stop. Bald-faced lie. There's no way. What is his number now?
He's at 22 right now, dating back to
last season.
But he's got 10, sneakily, the first 10 games of the season, he's been on base every game. We didn't even realize it.
Well, you know what it was? The first couple of games, he looked really good. Then he got a little cold, but he still, each of those games, he found a way to find that. But that's what he does. He gets on base. No, that number is ridiculous. And it's not an inability for him to do his job, that part of his job, at a level as well as anybody. It's that I just think a number like that is fairly unattainable, so that is a bald-faced lie.
By the way, just to fact-check a couple things here,
yep.
Barry Bonds in 2003 was the most current to be closest with 58.
I mean, you said about Bonds, who was hopped up on steroids at the absolute apex of his superhuman powers, and he was about 30 short? Yeah, I'm going to put money on a bald-faced lie.
Yeah, and actually somehow Ryan Klesko was there with 56.
Was he really? With the Braves or with the Padres at that point?
Whatever he was with 2002, I think that was the San Diego, actually.
Yeah, probably was the Padres, yeah.
Last one. Actually, I got a fourth one if you want to.
A little bonus time.
Yeah, but we'll go to this one. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Jets will be taking a quarterback in one of the first two rounds of the 2025 NFL draft.
One of the first two rounds. Yeah, you make that tricky there. I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I do think that there's some people who think that, you know, they could take Jackson Dart at 7. You know, I don't think they're doing that. I think the Jets are going to have a very boring but a very eventually productive and effective draft night, at least round one. I think they're probably going O-line or they're trading out, which would not be boring. That would be exciting, actually. I think the Jets are set up to do a lot of fun things here. They could sit at 7. They could take the kid from Missouri. They could trade down, take a tight end. They could trade down, take another corner. I don't think they'd be inclined to trade up at all. I would say stand pat or trade out. But I think the Jets and the Giants, provided they don't take Sanders, I'm not a big believer in Sanders. I think both teams walk away with something good. But I like the Jets. Looking at I'm really starting to dive into these mocks now. And the Jets are going to have a lot of good options, but I do not think they'll take a quarterback in the first two rounds.
Do you think that, just as a side note,
yeah.
Jordan Travis, like, does he have any ability to be making the team?
You know, it's very quiet. I know that setback was a big problem. Did not exactly reflect very well on the Jets' ability to help young players recover from injury. You know, I'm not exactly assigning blame, but it's not a good look. So I don't know, man. I think if anything that I say about him is a complete throw of at a dartboard. I mean, Robert Saleh, when he was here, didn't say anything about him. Joe Douglas didn't say anything. We haven't gotten any updates. The only update we got was from his camp saying that there was a setback and basically blaming the Jets doctors. So I don't know. Aaron Glenn and Muji didn't even draft him. So I don't even know if they really like the kid's talent. I don't know that they don't, but I don't know that they do. But I do not believe he factors in this early. No, I just don't.
And then I just as a bonus here, because you did mention the Rangers before, Ballface Live, Ballface Truth, Chris Drury will be out of a job come July 1st.
I don't see how he can't be. Ballface Truth. I mean, if everything that I just said, which I stand by, how in the next segment can I say, no, he deserves to be retained here. He's done a good job. Like, there's just certain seasons that get away from you. So yeah, Ballface Truth, he'll be gone.
Well, but again, the thing is that we both believe it, that he should be gone. But upper management, we've seen them being loyal recently to Chris Drury. So they've kind of stayed away from sticking their nose in this type of business.
Yep.
And if Drury's rebuilding team had all the success the past few years, maybe they don't get rid of him. But the problem is, you're right. Like, the Shesterkin deal is the one that pisses me off more than anything else. Because if you look at the Canadians, years ago with Carey Price, they gave him a huge contract, and that's been the detriment of the team. It took them 10 years to basically rebuild and now finally get back into the playoffs. Shesterkin, he's not that great. We love him. He's our guy. We want him to be Lundqvist. He's not that great. You locked him up. He's got a no-trade clause. He's going to be here for another 9 years. You have a lot of money invested, and now the fact is that you're going to have to rebuild this team from scratch. It's going to be a team that's rebuilding for years.
Years?
Yes.
This is a frustrated Rangers fan, people.
Yes.
And your Ranger fans, I don't think what he just said is not on point. You got to be feeling the same thing. Like, there's nobody. I said this before, I've been, maybe in the eyes of some, unnecessarily critical or lacking enthusiasm for the Knicks this year. But that was based on the expectations of what they did a year ago, and now the addition of Carl Anthony Towns and some other pieces, okay, with Mikal Bridges. And I've still been critical, yet they very well going to win 51, 52, 53 games. Whereas the Rangers were knocking on the door of the Stanley Cup, they win the President's Cup, they give the contract to the goalie for basically a decade, and they're not going to make the playoffs? No, that is unacceptable. That's why I use the term wrecking ball. You got to take a wrecking ball to this. Now, one of the things that Dolan's done, and I commend him for this, is that he's been hands-off with not only the Rangers, but also the Knicks. Leon Rose has done a really good job. Not perfect, but a really good job. He's let him cook, and there's been no drama at the Garden. From the Knicks' perspective, there was drama for, the last 20 years, really, till Tom Thibodeau got here. It was Phil Jackson, Fizdale. It was ridiculous, dude. So there was just a lot, Hornacek, a lot of unnecessary drama. I do think that the Rangers side is going to have to flex. He's going to have to involve himself, and I think he will. And I think it's tough. I don't know how you justify bringing back Drury. I can't. But I also don't know as much hockey as you, so I don't know. I could be wrong.
Right. And you can't bring the coach back either. And
no.
I'm confused because it's like they're patient on certain players, like Lafreniere, they're patient on. And the guy has scored three goals in the past 30 games. Chris Kreider had a very tough year. I know he put up 20 goals, but he's also got 4 assists in the season. That's like Curtis Granderson hitting 30 home runs with 59 RBIs. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then they trade away Kaapo Kakko this year, who is somebody that, again, 24 years old, a young kid. He's thriving in Seattle.
He's having that big of a season?
Yeah, he's having a record season this year because he's getting playing time.
Didn't even realize that.
And that just shows that clearly somebody's missing the mark with playing these young kids, giving them actual ice time. And then you have these old veterans. And listen, Panarin had a good season, but Zibanejad was lost. Trocheck was lost. I mean, you just had a really terrible season from most of the vets.
Yeah.
This team is going nowhere real quick.
But these are also names that veteran names we complained about in the postseason last year, talking about their playoff medal, not in round one. As we got deeper into it, I don't know. It just seems like it's time to mix up the DNA. This team seems not going to win anything. I mean, you want to come back with a new coach, a new GM, and try to. And now they do have an additional issue. Some of these contracts, now they're hamstrung. Like, there's only so many things they could do. Some of these contracts are guaranteed. I don't think it's a very desirable position for the Rangers.
The salary cap is going up, quote-unquote, but that means nothing to me when you have so much invested in a goalie. You invested into a backup goalie who's just as old. So you have two goalies who are kind of in a bad spot right now, especially if the defense can't help and prevent shots, which that's the one thing I'll give Igor this. He's been peppered with shots more than any other goalie this entire year.
Yep.
So he's got the most shots on attempt, but his goals against have gone up.
Yeah.
His save percentage has gone down. It's not good. It's not good. He's one of the lowest in the. He's 36 for goals against. I was telling you earlier.
We were talking about that before the show.
Save percentage is 25th in the league.
I mean, oof.
That's not good.
Those numbers are gross.
Yeah, you can't be paid the most to be that bad.
No. I mean, you paid the most. I don't need you to be number one necessarily, but because timing is everything when your contract is up. You can't be, what, 30th in goals against or 36th and 25th save percentage? What? No. Unacceptable.